a chef finds himself in the middle of the Israel-Hamas conflict. Hi there, everyone. I'm Jeff, and this is Plain English, where we help you upgrade your English with stories about current events and trending topics. You listen to stories here, and you get exposure to new words and concepts in English. And best of all, we have a website full of resources to help you along the way. Transcripts, translations, quizzes, activities, and the opportunity to practice what you're learning. This is lesson number 670 of Plain English, so that means JR has uploaded all those English learning resources to plainenglish.com/670. Coming up today, Jose Andres is a Spanish-born chef famous for his high-end restaurants in Washington, D.C., and in other cities. And he's also the founder of World Central Kitchen, a charity that serves meals to people in disaster areas and conflict zones. But now the famous chef finds himself caught in the middle of the Israel-Hamas conflict after 7 aid workers for World Central Kitchen were killed by a drone strike in Gaza. That's the story you'll hear today. As always, in the second half of the lesson, I'll show you how to use an English expression. Today, that expression is to throw yourself into something. Remember, plainenglish.com/670 is where you'll find the transcript and exercises. I think we're ready. Let's get going. Jose Andres is a celebrity chef. He was born in Spain, but now lives in the United States. He naturalized as a citizen in 2014. He's most famous for opening high-end restaurants across the United States. Jose Andres first rose to prominence by appearing on Iron Chef, a reality show, and by hosting his own show about Spanish cooking on public television. Early in his career, he was the proprietor of casual but high-quality restaurants in the Washington, D.C. area where he lives. But in 2003, he pivoted to the high end, opening Mini Bar in Washington, where a fixed price meal now costs $325 per person, not including beverages or gratuity. Andres now has 6 restaurants in the D.C. area, plus eateries in Las Vegas, Los Angeles, Miami, New York, and Orlando. 2 of his restaurants have been awarded 2 Michelin stars. His restaurants often feature Spanish, Mediterranean, or Latin flavors. In the process of building his restaurant empire, he's become a bit of a hometown hero in the nation's capital. He's famous for food, but he's also a cultural leader. He interviews guests across the political spectrum on his podcast. He has been nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize. He advocates for charitable giving, healthy eating, and providing meals to the hungry. Like any good restaurateur, he is careful to make sure everyone feels welcome at his table. When he expresses opinions, he often sticks to middle-of-the-road topics and tries to bring people together, a welcome break in the hyper-partisan town he calls home. Outside of his restaurants, he's best known as the founder of World Central Kitchen, a charity that provides meals in humanitarian crises. World Central Kitchen has served meals in Puerto Rico during Hurricane Maria, in Turkey and Syria after an earthquake, at the Poland-Ukraine border in the early stages of the war in Ukraine, and in many other disaster and conflict zones. World Central Kitchen has operated in over 40 countries since it was founded in 2010. For Jose Andres, this is, there is no other way to describe it, a towering achievement. When he founded World Central Kitchen, he had already become wealthy and very famous. But rather than enjoy a comfortable life, he threw himself into disaster and conflict zones, and in the process, expanded his influence and his impact. World Central Kitchen jumped into action at the beginning of the Israel-Hamas conflict last fall. The organization has helped both sides. In recent months, it has been delivering humanitarian meals in Gaza, and they were doing it at a huge scale. World Central Kitchen was negotiating with Cyprus and the United Arab Emirates to source food shipments and to make sure the food could be delivered to Gaza and distributed to those in need. The charity says it has served over 43 million meals in Gaza since the war began. That's a big number for a non-governmental charity. It also helped in Israel, serving meals to families grieving from the October 7th attacks and also to those displaced by rocket attacks in the north. But now, World Central Kitchen and its celebrity founder find themselves in the middle of the conflict. On April 1st, 7 workers for World Central Kitchen were killed by an Israeli drone attack in Gaza. They were working on the front lines, providing humanitarian meals to residents. The workers were traveling in 2 armored cars with the World Central Kitchen logo on them. They had just left a warehouse when an Israeli airstrike hit their vehicles and killed them. Andreas and World Central Kitchen say this should have been avoided. They say the charity had coordinated its movements with the Israeli Defense Forces, and they say their workers should have been safe. Israel, for its part, says the strike was a mistake, and it investigated. It said that there were significant errors and protocol violations that led to the strike. Israel said it fired 2 commanders. That has not satisfied Andres. In a stirring essay in the New York Times, he said that Israel is better than the way this war is being waged. And he said that Israel is using food and humanitarian aid as a weapon of war. He said Israel is squeezing humanitarian aid to desperate levels. This is a new role, a new level of involvement for Andres, who has avoided taking controversial public opinions in the past. President Biden got involved, calling Jose Andres his friend and delivering condolences. The attack on the World Central Kitchen workers figured in a tense conversation between the American and Israeli leaders. Now, World Central Kitchen and other aid organizations have suspended their activities in Gaza out of concern for their employees' and volunteers' safety. A fleet of ships full of food aid was forced to turn around and go back to Cyprus. Until this week, I had only ever been aware of José Andrés as a famous chef. I've been to one of his restaurants in Chicago. I always admire people who succeed in two very different parts of life. José Andrés is a restaurateur, and his charity serves meals, but in many ways, these are two very different things. Minibar serves 24 people per evening in Washington, D.C. His other restaurants are in big cities and serve high-end clientele. World Central Kitchen processes meals by the truck and boatload. They were negotiating with governments to provide safe passage for ships full of food to deliver to a war zone. The logistics, the complexity, the safety issues, the fundraising, it's all so different from running restaurants. And now they have to deal with the death of some of their workers. What a tragedy, and a compounding tragedy since their humanitarian work was interrupted. All right, I've got an easy one for you today. Throw yourself into. This is metaphorical. If you throw yourself into something, you dedicate yourself to an activity or a cause. And you usually do it with a lot of energy, enthusiasm, and commitment. We use this phrase when someone makes a decision to commit to something. And this often, but not always, comes after experiencing some type of adversity. You may know about the famous chef José Andrés. He opened several high-end restaurants in the United States. But after seeing the devastation of an earthquake in Haiti in 2010, he threw himself into charity work, creating World Central Kitchen. Now, he did continue his work in the restaurant business, but he dedicated a lot of energy and enthusiasm to his new charity work. So we say he threw himself into his work, creating World Central Kitchen. Today, it plays an important role in disaster areas and conflict zones, serving meals to people in need. Everyone grieves a loss differently. Some people throw themselves into their work. Some people, in the face of a personal loss, a spouse or parent dies, they throw themselves into their work. They commit even more time and energy to their work. You can also use this with art. In Van Gogh's final months, he threw himself into his painting. That means he committed energy, time, enthusiasm to his painting. And those became some of the most productive months of his life. I read an article about David Bowie, the rock musician. The article said he moved from Los Angeles to Berlin in 1976 and threw himself into making two albums. When I read that, I understood that he left his life in LA, and when he moved to Berlin, he dedicated himself to making two albums. You can throw yourself into a cause. A cause is like a principle or a movement or a charity. You can say José Andrés threw himself into the cause of humanitarian relief. The actor Michael J. Fox threw himself into a cause. He has Parkinson's disease, and he created a foundation that funds research into the disease, and he has become a very well-known advocate for people who suffer from Parkinson's. You can say that Michael J. Fox threw himself into the cause of finding a cure for Parkinson's disease. An actress can throw herself into a character or a role. I sometimes read about the preparations actresses and actors do to get into their characters. They dress differently, talk differently, eat differently, behave differently all day long just to get into the right mindset. For big roles, it can be an all-encompassing thing. I read an article that said the actress Marielle Heller threw herself into the role of Alma in The Queen's Gambit. But by far the most common use of throw yourself into is with work. He threw himself into his work. She threw herself into her work. And remember, to throw yourself into something means to dedicate yourself to that activity with a lot of energy, enthusiasm, time, and commitment. Now, some of you learn English little by little, a few minutes every week. Others of you throw yourself into your English studies. Now, whichever way you do it, we're happy to support you here at Plain English. And whichever way you go, we have a way to help at plainenglish.com. We've recently refreshed some of the features, the different ways we can help. So make sure to check out plainenglish.com/join, J-O-I-N, to check out the different ways you can learn with us here at Plain English. That's all for today. We'll be back on Thursday with a new lesson. See you then.